Okay, we're ready now.
We're settled.
I'm not. I'm sweating here.
Oh, gosh, I know you did all the work, Tim.
I complain about this every time, you know, but whatever. It's okay. My glasses are fogging up right now.
So sweaty.
You know, it's so hot in here. I wish we had air conditioning, but we just it's like a steam box. So, Andy, there's a lot of big things happening right now, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. There's some exciting stuff happening. Namely.
Mainly?
Namely, this week.
This week? Wait, you had to speak right...
Sorry. Well, Now I have to hold it.
Yeah. Wait, no, I got it. So I'll put that back in. But that looks really sad.
It's all right.
Totally fine with it. Wait, let me put it back in. But
Namely this week.
This week is...
12-inch.
The 12-inch.
Came out.
Officially
in the UK.
UK. Yeah. You know, I've been getting a lot of emails, actually, about people complaining about how all the DFA stuff is only available in the UK. Yeah, well, like people... Just basically people in New York who complain how they can't find it. Huh. Which, you know...
I wish I knew what record, if there was a record store to buy it at in New York.
Well, yeah, that's true too. But I think it's just because stuff is coming out through EMI first, and then DFA is pressing it here in New York, but it's taking them longer to press it, is what my impression of what's going on, to answer people's question.
Yeah.
Because it is getting pressed here in New York.
It's totally getting pressed here. Yeah, I think we're going to, it's going to be available sooner than later.
Right.
We're going to be DIY putting it ourselves in the shops soon.
Right.
Enough.
Okay.
You know, some key shops.
And
so that is very exciting. Yes, you're right.
It is. Yeah. I'm really excited. And it also has the 12-inch. It has Classique number 2.
Yeah.
And and Hercules in Space. I mean, yeah. what people know here on the show as Hercules in Space, although he's changed the name of it for this release. I guess he was, you know,
all it is, like, seriously,
is, he wasn't proud of the name of it. You know, it's cool. I understand, but, you know.
There's a Steve Reeves movie. I think it's Steve Reeves. There's a Hercules movie by the name of Hercules in Space. Uh-huh. And you should really check out that movie. So I just had to avoid confusion. That's really all it was about.
Oh, really? That's what it's about?
Really, I thought people would think it was the theme song for that movie, which is a terrible movie.
Okay. Well, I just had to get that out there for right now.
It's truly called the Hercules.
I was kind of hurt.
It's truly called Hercules in Space. We all know that.
What else is happening after this 12-inch comes out?
Mm-hmm.
Then what's next?
Maybe another 12.
Another 12.
Before the album actually comes out. And there's like we're looking at the first quarter to first half of next year, 2008, being when the record comes out.
So, first quarter to first half.
Yeah, I'm getting mathematical on you.
Okay.
Yeah, first quarter to first half.
And and what do you think the second 12-inch will be? Any idea?
I've been toying with the idea of having Athena come out and putting like a release.
I think people would like that.
They would appreciate that, yeah. Or a solid, you know, like a kind of harder remix on the other side.
Okay.
Classic style.
But that would be later this year, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
But things seem to speed up and slow down and speed up and slow down. So it's kind of crazy to get a sense of what the pacing what the schedule's going to be at the moment.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But so you got to pick the color for this 12-inch?
I did get to pick the color. I don't know. what is it? Fire hydrant orange, right? Or, no, fire hydrant. Like a pylon cone.
Yeah.
Hazard orange.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, like super bright orange.
And then what else? Oh, so what do you have in store for tonight? Because you're taking over the whole show for tonight. What do you think? Because last time it was
Secretary
Disco. Disco. Yeah.
This time, I don't know. I think it will be a little weird, and then it will be kind of pretty. That's probably what it will be like. No, it's gonna be more mid-tempo disco, a little bit strange, and then also a couple bangers, but not like. Banger bangers.
Okay. Well, Do you know what record you're starting off with?
If you give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
Can
well,
you give me two?
I'll do this little... So you're listening to Beasts of Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM. And Beats in Space is every Tuesday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. You can check the website, www.beatsinspace.net. You can email me, tim@beatsinspace.net. You can also call up here in the studio, 212-998-1818. You can instant message us at WNYU Radio. Go ahead and get on the turntables there, Andy. And you're listening to Andy Butler here mixing it up. From Hercules and Love Affair. So check his new 12-inch that's just out now on DFA Records. All right, Andy, you're going? Yeah, we're going. Here we go. Okay, Andy Butler here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, going till 1 a.m.
You're lonely. Shake it if you're sad. Blackfire. cold till your body's in cold.
Thank you.
sound pretty simple.
It is. And don't make it complicated by trying to make a break.
Okay, okay.
Let's go.
Get up, stand up, cut your funky butt show. Get up, stand up, cut your funky butt on the double. Get up.
Lonely when
You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with your host Tim Sweeney, and you are listening to Andy Butler from Hercules and Love Affair here in the studio for the whole show. He's taking over.
Oh, gosh.
Andy, so you have a record that's coming out right now.
Yes,
it's out right now.
It's out right now.
That's the Classique Number 2 and Roar. And
it's readily available on the internet.
And you are in the studio right now,
yeah.
Right? So how much longer do you think until it's all complete?
Gosh, I think we're a matter of weeks away. Two weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, probably 2 weeks. I think that I'm going to be kind of finished.
Completely finished then.
Finished
in 2 weeks.
With that one, yeah.
Okay. And so how many tracks are you thinking will be
maybe 10.
10?
I think about 10 tracks.
Okay.
10 songs. It's going to be a little journey.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have anything from the album that you're going to play tonight? Yeah. You don't have to. I'm not forcing you to.
I know,
to,
but
yeah.
I might have something. I was thinking about
Why are you murmuring on it?
I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I will play something.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I have like 5 different versions of one song, so it's a matter of picking one.
Okay. And so then after this, you're done recording the album, what's next?
What's next? I guess getting ready to have the record come out. And then, and also, like, as we said, like, putting out a 12-inch, another kind of really dancey 12-inch.
What are you going to be doing for the artwork for the album? Do you know what you're going to do for that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've kind of been meeting with some sort of art directory friends
that
I have who are sort of taking the reins from me. But, yeah, I hope it's going to be beautiful.
Okay.
You're colorful and beautiful. Probably not as colorful as that 12-inch, but pretty colorful.
So what else do you have in store for us tonight? Now we have an hour and 15 minutes left.
Okay. I'm just going to play weird music.
Weird music?
I think so.
Okay.
Kind of just weird. Kind of just have fun.
Okay.
It will sound good, though, I think.
How are you feeling with your first half of your... Your set.
It was fun. It took a little while. I think it took a little while for me to really get into the groove.
Yeah.
But
are you in the groove now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Totes.
All right, well, let's get back. This is Andy Butler from Hercules and Love Affair here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
you can.